With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. On the night of December 26, 1985, writer Whitley Strieber was asleep in his getaway cabin in upstate New York. Suddenly, Strieber was awakened by a strange, swirling sound coming from the living room.
No sooner had I sat up in bed than I saw a small figure, about 3.5 to 4 feet tall, peep around the bedroom door, wearing a flat helmet and oblong shield on its chest.
Whitley Strieber thought he was dreaming until the being rushed into the room,
followed by dozens of other ones in dark blue uniforms.
Strieber leaped out of bed.
They swept me off my feet and started taking me out of the room. I began to struggle, and they began placing a thing against the side of my head that anesthetized me.
The little creatures with their slit eyes dragged Whitley Strieber into what could only have been a UFO.
They said they were going to do an operation on my brain. They inserted a needle into my head, and there was a needle mark in my head. It was there. My wife saw it.
Strieber awoke back in his room, wondering if he should call the cops or see a psychiatrist. Psychological tests have shown that Strieber was not suffering from a psychosis. In fact, his psychiatrist has written a statement to that effect in Strieber's book, Communion, an account of his confrontation with the unknown and how it changed his life.
The book is about a true, unexplained experience with witnesses and all kinds of different physical corroboration that it really happened.
Fiction or fact, decide for yourself after reading Whitley Strieber's book, Communion, published by Birch Tree, William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I don't need to be the author that thinks he was taken aboard a UFO by little men, believe me.
In his book, Communion, Whitley Strieber says he was abducted by little beings from outer space who did an operation on his brain before letting him go. It wasn't the first time Strieber encountered the unknown. Once, another strange thing happened at his cabin in the country.
It was a night of great disturbance where there were huge periods where enormous light was around the house, to the point where I thought the house was burning down.
Strieber had two houseguests who recall that night vividly.
The woman heard little feet scurrying across the floor of our bedroom upstairs. And Don, she assumed it was our cats, but our cats weren't there. Even as I tell you this, I'm just flabbergasted again, because doesn't this sound like real experience? It sounds like there was something there, doesn't it?
In spite of Whitley Strieber's confrontation with the strange, he has obtained no physical evidence.
I have never gotten hold of an artifact. They have never given me so much as a belt buckle from a UFO, nor have I asked for one.
But why you, Whitley? Why couldn't these bizarre events happen to someone like me? Well, I'm poetic. I grew up a teenager in the 1950s on science fiction. Why don't these things happen to me?
Don,
why are you mystified by these things that apparently happened to you, but I've been left out?
Don, I have to tell you in all frankness, I am getting a lot of letters from people. I think it's happened to a lot of people, and I also think there are even more people it's happened to who don't have any memory of it at all.
Whitley Strieber, now a believer in UFOs. His book, Communion, was published by Beech Tree, William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Whitley Strieber's books include the horror novels The Wolfen and The Hunger, and War Day, about life in the U.S. after a nuclear holocaust. But his latest book, Communion, is a departure. In it, Whitley Strieber gives what he says is a true account of his being abducted by little beings who took him to a UFO where they performed an operation on his brain. At first, Strieber thought he had gone crazy, so he told the story to his family doctor.
He said, well, sounds to me like you're telling me you were taken aboard a flying saucer by little men. I said, yeah, it does, doesn't it? What should I do? And he said, I think you should see a psychiatrist.
He did, and the psychiatrist concluded that Whitley Strieber was not suffering from a psychosis. But Strieber became obsessed by his encounter with the unknown, an obsession that affected his family life.
My family went through a period of quite severe adjustment, and as I did, we all did, we're very close. We decided, we don't know what this is. It's not hurting us. I'm not insane. I've been tested 6 ways from Sunday, and I'm neither insane nor physically ill. What if it is visitors? Shouldn't we then just go for it?
Whitley Strieber denies he had been predisposed to accept psychic phenomena, although under hypnosis, he was able to recall a number of possible encounters with the unknown as a child.
UFOs were a matter of absolute indifference to me. I'm more interested in the number of pages in the New York telephone directory than I am in UFOs. I was before this happened to me.
To this day, Whitley Strieber wonders why the extraterrestrials came to him.
For goodness sakes, I'm a novelist. I wrote horror stories. If they're trying to communicate to the world that they exist and that they're real, I'm not the right one to choose. They should have come to Carl Sagan.
Whitley Strieber, whose book Communion was published by Beechtree William Morrow. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.